Good morning. It's WMFO Medford, 9 a.m. I'm Mike on the mic. Thanks for joining this morning. Really happy to have you here. I will be here until 11 a.m., and I've got two guests this morning. First will be Linda Marks, and second will be Savoir Faire as part of Mike Scott's Boston Women Rock project. So I'm very excited about that. It's going to be kind of a tight schedule, but you know how it is. It's all in fun. So Linda should be with us at about quarter past the hour. So to get us there, I'm going to do a short set starting with some new noise. And the first new noise is from the wonderful, fabulous Mavis Staples. She's got a new record coming out, and there's an advanced single here called Change. Enjoy, everybody. It's new noise at WMFO Medford.
Gotta change around here. Gotta change around here. Can't go on this way. Things gotta change around here. Say it loud, say it clear. Things gonna change around here. Fingers on the trigger around here. Fingers on the trigger around here. Bullets flying, mothers crying. We gotta change around here. Get it straight. Be sure that you hear. Things gonna change around here. What good is freedom if we haven't learned to be free? What good is freedom if we haven't learned to be free? Day after day, year after year, we gotta change around here. The time gonna change around here. Gotta change around here. Say it loud, say it clear. We gotta change around here. Gotta change around here. Gotta change around here. Yeah. Gotta change around here. Say it loud, say it clear. We gotta change around here. Thank you.
calls me, I will be able to meet my family at God's table. I'll meet my mother, my father, my sister, my brother. No more an orphan girl. Blessed Savior, make me willing to walk beside me until I'm with them. Be my mother, my father, my sister,
to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Bravo!
I'm still chasing cars, playing in the undertow, barking at the stars, wondering where you are, that I'll never know.
Now still play with fire, hoping that I might get burned, toying with desire, teasing, telling why, thinking that I'll never learn.
Some things I earn, some things I steal. There's an angel on my shoulder, but
wanna try it once.
Oh, I just wanna know what it is to make the leap, how the wind will blow, how fast I would go, who will pray my soul and keep.
Some things I earn, some things I steal. There's an angel on my shoulder, but the devil's got
for someone to care.
On any given day, you can hear the songs and cries, kneeling down and pray, wishing they could say they never compromised.
Some things I earn, some things I steal. There's an angel on my shoulder, but the devil's got the will. I told a lie.
WMFO Medford, Mike on the mic here at 9:11 in the morning. Let me tell you what we just played in those last couple of songs, short set to start the day. So happy that Mavis Staples has new music out. I mean, she does a lot of work and she has a lot of stuff out, but always wonderful. That one's called Change. Just after that was something from Gillian Welch, who puts out some legal bootlegs, and that was one of them, called a record called Boots Number One. That was an alternate version of Orphan Girl. One of my favorite tracks from her. And Jonathan Brooke featuring Davy Knowles from a record she did called The Works that was called Taste of Danger. And my guest Linda and I were just talking about how much we love Jonathan Brooke, who's been around here in a while. So without further ado, I want to introduce Linda Marks. Hi, Linda.
Hi there, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. So you have been in this area for quite a while. And let me just tell people what a little bit about you and we'll talk about it. You are, besides being a musician, a body-centered psychotherapist, life work counselor, social architect and author. And you've got a new album coming out, In Grace, in September. And you were co-founder of the Women in Music Gathering and Artist Alliance Group that's doing a benefit concert on Saturday, April 6th at Club Cafe in Boston for Buddy Dog Humane Society. So tell us about, just a little bit about what you do in your day job.
So it's funny being on a music show talking about the heart.
Well, it isn't entirely.
So my work It's body psychotherapy, and I work at what I call the emotion-body interface. I work with the heart, the emotional and physical side of the heart. And when anyone has a physical symptom, just under the surface is emotional material that we often aren't in touch with. And on the flip side, when there's a psychological issue like anxiety or depression, we feel a tightness in our chest, a lump in our throat, a knot in our stomach. So learning how to translate what is going on at that emotion body interface helps us connect more deeply with what we need, with what we feel, what we need to heal, with our sense of self. So fundamentally, I do healing. It's not just psychotherapy, but it's much deeper than that. And it's really meaningful helping people live healthy, happy, purposeful lives and that are authentic. And in a way, it relates to being a musician in terms of helping people find their voice.
My point exactly. I mean, there's a direct correlation to your being a musician, both personally from personal experience. This wasn't just like a college major that you took.
No.
I mean, this is very personal and it stems from your real life's work and your real life's experience.
Absolutely. Yeah. Both of them are creative pursuits. One can say I was a pioneer in the field of body psychotherapy and I helped found the first professional association in the country in 1988 here in Massachusetts in the body psychotherapy field. And I helped our national professional association found in 1996. So that's the social architect, whether it's the Women in Music Gathering, whether it's in the field of body psychotherapy, bringing people together for the greater good has always been a thread in my life.
That's wonderful. So tell us a bit about the Women in Music Gathering. When was that founded? How did it come about?
We founded about a year ago, maybe a little more than a year ago, and it was a seed that was planted when I'm a Lady Lake artist and Cindy D'Adamo is the founder of Lady Lake. And she and I were talking about doing something with women in music. So the idea of gathering together a bunch of A-list singer-songwriters for personal support as well as for collaboration, where it came from is I didn't realize how my own story is so typical. I've had two professional careers as a musician. The first was when I was very young in my early 20s. My first album came out in the 1980s, and okay. I was here in this very radio station then. And I had a multi-decade hiatus. I call it I fell under the undertow of life. It wasn't intentional per se. I became a single mom. My son is now 23. I raised him without child support. There was no way I could be a professional musician and take care of him. And then my mom had Alzheimer's, and March 29th will be the 5-year anniversary of her passing. So I was in the intergenerational sandwich. And I think probably when my son was 12, as I was chomping at the bit to get back out as a professional musician, but I kept being pulled off because of there were family commitments. And I've discovered that's a very common story for many women in music. So our group is an intergenerational group from 20s to over 65. And we get together every other month and we support each other. We share music and we also tell our stories and support each other in our lives. And we do shows together. We did a phenomenal showcase at the Burren last November. sold-out show with 11 of our members. We have another one coming up this November at the Burren. We've done a series at The Loop. There's next Thursday is one of those evenings in Somerville at the Armory. And the Buddy Dog Show is very special because we really care about four-leggeds. In fact, the way the show came up was I wrote a song called Keeper of My Soul, which I know you're going to play later, dedicated to my Maine Coon cat, Scarlet. And I played it at The Loop at the Armory at our first Women in Music Gathering showcase. And all of a sudden, Molly Ruggles, another performer, said, wait a minute, I wrote a song about my dog. And then Beth DeSombra said, who's a big dog person, hey. And Mara Betancourt, hey. And all of a sudden, the idea of doing a benefit for a shelter came forward. So we have two women who are coming from out of state, Tia McGrath, who's coming from Canada, and Loretta Hagen, who's coming from New Jersey, because they're so committed to four-legged animals that they're joining seven of us from Boston at Club Cafe on April 6th for a phenomenal show to benefit Buddy Dog.
It's so important, the link between humans and, as you say, the four-leggeds. You know, and music is a great conduit between that. You know, as you're demonstrating by this whole project.
Absolutely. And even more so, I have a baby grand piano in my home. I do a house concert series called The Music Salon. And tonight is actually the monthly music salon at my home. And my animals will come lie under the piano or sit on the couch during the songs.
Of course. Of course. I love that music is so cathartic for you, and that's nothing that's unusual. In fact, I too find that to be the case with folks that come in here and talk to us.
It comes from my soul. When I went to Yale and have a degree in music, but I didn't really like having to produce songs. In fact, the song I hated the most was for atonal music because I don't want to write atonal music. Yeah. So I had my cat at the time walk across the piano and I wrote down the notes she played and she got an A. I don't take any credit for that one.
No, well, she wouldn't let you take credit. You know that.
Well, she was modest, but nonetheless, I'm honest.
How interesting for a cat to be modest. Anyway, well, I'm allergic. I have a built-in bias. They scare me. I love them, but they scare me.
I have a corgi as well. And when I recorded Boy from Ipanema, we're still waiting to do crowdsourcing to fund his video because the wiggle walk of the corgi goes perfectly to the song.
Yeah, no. So let's talk about a common love, just about a music. Carole King, you've covered her, and I want to play that to start a set of some of your music. Just tell us about why Carole King was somebody that you wanted to cover, and I just love what you've done with Natural Woman. It's such a perfect song, and it seems to really fit with your life's work.
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you. Well, when I was a kid, that's when Carole King came out.
Yep.
So how could I not notice her?
Yeah.
And I bought her Tapestry album, and I learned everything and played everything. And I'm a blonde-haired, curly-haired singer-songwriter. So I always had Carole King references just by the fact that I have curly blonde hair and I play the piano.
Yeah, and you have cats.
And, well, that too.
The Tapestry
That's true,
record.
The Tapestry
yeah.
album, of
yeah.
course.
Yeah.
So a really funny Carole King piece is a music colleague of mine, a more contemporary one. There was a picture of James Taylor and Carole King, and he photoshopped my face into her hair and put it on Facebook 5 years ago or something, and everyone asked me how I got the gig with James Taylor. So it just seemed like there was a natural connection, and I've actually recorded quite a few of her songs, and I did a Carole King show at Club Cafe probably 3 years ago with Caruco Pilkington, so it's in my blood.
I'm so glad that you did that. You know, I mean, we can't hear enough of Carole. So as I said before, I want to start a set of three of your tracks, starting with your cover of Natural Woman. All right, let's listen to Linda Marks do what she does best here at WMFO in Medford.
Looking out at the morning rain, I used to feel uninspired. And when I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind. Your love was the key to my peace of mind. You make me feel like a natural woman. My soul was lost and found. You came along to claim it. I didn't know just what was wrong with me till your kiss helped me name it. Now I'm no longer doubtful of what I'm living for. If I can make you happy, I don't need to do more. You make me feel, you make me feel, you make me feel like a natural woman. Ooh, baby, what you've done to me. You make me
WMFO Medford, 9:32 in the morning. I'm Mike on the mic. I'll be here till 11 a.m. We're here with my guest Linda Marks, and we just heard three of her tracks from a couple of records she's done over the years. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
So those are beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Let's talk about that, about each one of those. We started to talk a little bit about Natural Woman, and I'm not sure if I did those in order chronologically or not, but I think Natural Woman was probably one of the earliest ones that you did.
Well, it was from the Say Yes to Love album.
Right.
Two songs you played, Natural Woman and Love and Time, were from my 2017 Say Yes to Love album, and The Lion was from my 2018 Moments album.
So they're both really recent.
Yeah, they're very recent, yes.
Now, how do you decide when you cover somebody like Carole King? How do you decide how to, I guess, one, make it your own somehow, and two, you know, do it justice?
Well, I choose songs that I really resonate with. That's the first thing. I can't sing something I don't have a personal connection with. Mm. And I'm a natural arranger. There was the movie Begin Again that had Mark Ruffalo and Keira Knightley in it. I don't know if you saw it, but I saw it a few times because when there are movies like that, I go see them a few times. But There's a scene in a nightclub where Keira Knightley is a singer-songwriter, is playing the guitar and singing, and Mark Ruffalo walks in, and all of a sudden you see a violin image, and you suddenly see a bass image, and you see a saxophone.
Is that kind of what happens to
That's
you?
That's me. Yeah,
okay, wow.
I hear a song, and all of a sudden I start hearing an arrangement.
Uh-huh.
So that's what happens. And Dave Birkin, who's my saxophonist, plays on Natural Woman. He's also the flute player on The Lion. He's a wonderful musician, and I've been working with him for 5 or 6 years. He's on all my albums. So I always hear him, although on my In Grace album coming up, I heard Willie Sordillo, who's a very spiritual alto sax player. But the long and short of it is I start envisioning who's playing and what it sounds like when I go and listen to a song. And the same thing happens when I write. When I write, I start hearing how I'm going to arrange it and orchestrate it. In terms of doing justice to songs I cover, if I love something, I put my own heart and soul into it, and it's fresh, it's different.
And it's going to be real, and it's going to come out.
It's going to be real. Yeah. I can't sing something I can't really sing authentically.
So do you actually write out musical charts for everybody that's playing?
Yes.
Or is it you do?
Yes. Well, but I have the benefit. Doug Hammer, who is my sound engineer and the producer of all five of these albums that have come out recently, and In Grace number 6 with him, he has software. So not the old school thing I learned at Yale where I had to painstakingly with a pencil.
Okay, that's what I was envisioning, you bent over with a pencil.
No,
and an eraser.
That would be so slow, and it would make everybody crazy. So what I do is I make what I call a primitive chart.
Uh-huh.
So I write the song, I write a primitive chart, you know, and I record a sound file and I give it to Doug, and he goes on his software and he makes a professional chart for me. It's great.
Teamwork.
Yeah. I know.
Okay, so The Lion is from a record that you did called Moments.
Yes.
And The Lion was absolutely one of the... we sort of came to, let's play Natural Woman together, but The Lion is something that you absolutely wanted us to play today. Talk about The Lion a little bit.
The Lion is a song people really, really love, and it's part of it is the three-part harmony. You know, yeah. I really like the... There's a quality of the Lion which really is poignant because of the three-part harmony. It's a song I wrote as a prayer to the resilience of the human spirit. We're living in a time where addiction is epidemic, and whether we personally struggle with it or people close to us do, it's everywhere. So the song was actually written to help, as a prayer to support the spirit of a friend of mine who had an extraordinary life and fell downward in the spiral of addiction. And so just that whole message of resilience and hope is a huge piece with The Lion.
Huge piece of it. And I'm glad you mentioned the harmonies, because I pointed that out. I mean, it adds so much.
Yes.
It really does. And the last one that we played is from a record you called Singer-Songwriter, and it was Love and Time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really pretty beautiful. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Yes, that song, I unfortunately went through a period of time in 2016 to 2017 where I lost three of my closest friends within about a six-month period of time.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. And my Say Yes to Love album, the title song is dedicated to Art Olivas, one of my best friends from college, and probably the most moving thing I ever have been asked to sing in my life is I sang that song at his memorial service. It was last year. And this song came out of the experience of losing the three friends, and it was dedicated to one of the friends, Francesca Marcus, another one of my dear friends from college. And it made me just realize how precious time was, how precious love was, and how important it is. I mean, not that we don't know these things, but when something like that happens, it just brings to home, we're really grateful to have friends, to have moments, to have opportunities as a gift. And we never know how much time we have.
You know, when you were telling that memory, it made me think of something when Princess Diana and Elton John, he had to do that performance of Candle in the Wind.
Oh.
I think that it was kind of analogous.
Exactly.
Right?
It's exactly that kind of thing. Mm. It's hard to get through something like that without crying through the entire song.
Yeah, he didn't.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I was able to sing, but there were tears right underneath the whole time. And when it was over, I just burst into tears. And so did some of his family. So yeah. It was so poignant.
All right. Well, I'm awfully glad we had a chance to play those. I want to talk a little bit about your new record. It's so exciting coming out in September.
Yes.
Which is not too far away.
No, it isn't.
Know.
No.
No,
it isn't.
It's going to be called In Grace.
Yes.
And we're going to get a sneak peek at something from that. But tell us about In Grace and how that's coming along and how did the title come about?
Okay. The way the title came about is sort of interesting. I have a dear friend, Lisa Wexler, and she and I used to work together as singer-songwriter collaborators in the 1980s, and we used to perform at a lot of venues, and she may have even come with me on this radio station once.
Uh-huh.
But she feels that I should do a one-woman show using my music with my life story, because there's quite a lot in my life story, which I won't necessarily cover here, but she thinks it's very important that I tell the story and my own story of resilience and a little bit of the traumas in this album. But but the long and short of it is she thought I should do it. And as I meditated on what it should be called, the title In Grace came up. So okay. That's where the title came from. And then the song just wrote itself.
Keeper of My Soul.
Well, Keeper of My Soul wrote itself. All of the songs on the album just write themselves. And grace is one of the qualities I most admire and aspire to embody. It allows us to flow with the spirit of life. It embraces life-affirming qualities like gratitude, love, and beauty. And music takes me to a place of grace and allows me to be an instrument of grace. So the song, in many ways, is another... people talk about there's a spiritual element to my music, and there really is. That may not be a cool thing in the year 2019.
No, I mean, that's you,
that's,
I can tell.
My songs are often very spiritually driven. And I gave a concert last night at a new venue on Beacon Hill called Follies on the Hill. I was honored to be asked to perform at their very first evening of this series. And the people in the room picked that up, and they actually really appreciated that. So there is a very spiritual quality to In Grace itself. And so it's interesting for this album, I wrote 7 songs, and then I arranged 5 others. The 7 that I arranged, one is called Enough, that was written about the teardown epidemic that I couldn't help but notice, both in Newton, where I have my office, and Waltham, where I live.
Oh, the changing landscape
exactly.
of the neighborhoods everywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that song ended up being covered in Boston Magazine by Kara Baskin in October, which was really sort of cool.
Yeah.
I wrote a song called Alone, which is a spiritually wistful meditation in a world where connection seems elusive. We're so virtual that it's so easy to be alone even though we're connected.
Yeah.
I wrote Tree of Life the morning after the shooting at the temple, and the whole experience of gun violence has been so devastating. This is a prayer to end gun violence, and it's a very poignant song. Keeper of My Soul, as we've mentioned, is a love song to Scarlett, my four-legged soulmate, and the catalyst for the Buddy Dog Benefit show. I wrote a song called The Mistake, which has Yanni Bateau on banjo, which is my own Me Too song set behind the closed doors of the 1970s when I was a little kid with the things that happened there. And I wrote a song called Light Up the Love, which is an anthem for the global Light Up the Love movement founded by, he used to live in San Diego. He just moved 90 miles north and called me last night as we were singing it in the gig last night. Jerry Manier founded it because love is the one human superpower we all possess. So he's encouraging people to be love every day, every way. And I wrote an anthem for the global Light Up the Love movement. And he actually called me because there's a San Diego homeless chorus and they want to do the song. So I'm going to send them the sheet music today so they can do my song.
Well, that's pretty exciting.
That's really exciting too.
It is.
So the songs on this album, most of them have some sort of social connection, whether it's about a prayer to end gun violence, Light Up the Love, or a prayer to a four-legged animal.
Right. Which is Keeper of My Soul, which we'll play to start this little set that we'll do. But also the next song we're going to play is specifically for the benefit that you're doing.
Yes.
And you know, the whole Women in Music gathering that's putting on this benefit concert at the Club Cafe on April 6th. It's called Buddy Dog Humane Society and Forever Home Lullaby.
This song was written from the point of view of a shelter animal, and I wrote it this Monday. I did a studio video on Thursday.
And you just sent it to me last night.
I sent it to you last night because it's like we have to put it on the show.
I didn't even know.
This was written for the Buddy Dog benefit. Yeah. And how could I not write a song from the point of view of a kitty or a doggy?
Yep. All right. Well, let's go ahead and hear these two songs. One's a sneak peek from the new record In Grace coming out in September called Keeper of My Soul for your little kitty. And then the Forever Home Lullaby. All right. So let's hear those right here. It's Linda Marks here at WMFO in Medford.
As I sleep through the night, you are with me, all is right. Scarlet angel, keeper of my soul. Snuggled close, soft as lace, I am wrapped in your embrace. Scarlet angel, keeper of my soul. Oh, 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 kind, you are grace, with your paw across my face. Scarlet angel, keeper of my soul. When you purr on my chest, I'm safe and I can rest. Scarlet angel, keeper of my soul. You are my beautiful girl, inside and out, head to tail. Soulmates can come in four-legged form. Prayed, you appeared. What a gift through all these years. Scarlet angel, keeper of my soul. Thank you.
sing me to sleep. Let me rest in your arms. Please keep me safe. Protect me from harm. Sleep, soothe me with the calling of your heart. Please hold me close. Let me know it's okay. My soul needs a haven at the end of the day. The streets of life were scary. Please hold me close, and please gently show you care. If you must leave, please take me along. My last home abandoned me. I thought I belonged. If I open again, I'm by your side. I ease your pain in sickness and health. My love's always the same. If I need you, please make sure. To sleep, let me rest in your arms. Please keep me safe, protect me from harm. I'm glad that you have found me. I think how you are there. A home that's forever is an answer. Keep me forever. Answer my prayer. Sing me to sleep.
That's WMFO Medford. Linda, I can hear in the lyrics there, just, you know, from the perspective of a poor animal that's looking for a forever home. Yeah, that's a beautiful job on there. I'm so glad you sent that to me.
Thank you. I know. I cry when I hear it because I think of, I actually go to Buddy Dog every 4 to 6 weeks just to visit the animals. Even though I have a corgi and 4 kitty cats, I still go visit the doggies and the kitties because it's so important that they get attention. And
it is.
Yeah.
It's a nice thing to do. And, you know, it just shows you being a loving human being to go and care about that. You know, anybody that is a pet lover is right.
Yeah. I call them the angels, though. They really are the keepers of our souls, and they're the angels who are sometimes our longest intimate relationships of
it
pure
is.
Unconditional love.
Yeah, it truth. Okay, so the Women in Music Gathering, an artist alliance group, is doing that benefit on Saturday, April 6th at Club Cafe in Boston for the Buddy Dog Humane Society. And tell us a little bit about when does that start and you know, doors open when and all of that.
So the show starts at 3 o'clock. I think doors will probably open around 2:30. Tickets are $20, 100% of which is going to Buddy Dog. John O'Neill at Club Cafe, who's a phenomenal human being, he was generous enough to give us the space as a donation to Buddy Dog. And so everyone is donating their time and their love and their talent. So you can get tickets online at www.clubcafe.com/tickets. I would encourage you to do it in advance because it's an intimate listening room.
You know, I've got the link in my show.
Fantastic.
Right up. Yep.
That's great. And it's going going to be a phenomenal show. Every single person performing is very special. And Tia McGrath coming down from Canada, Loretta Hagen coming in from New Jersey, two very beautiful human beings. And Tia actually has Jake the Road Dog, her shelter dog she adopted. He's coming to Boston too.
All right, perfect. I've also got links to your website, lindamarksmusic.com, an iTunes link where all your music that exists today is there, and your new record coming out in September, In Grace. And we'll look for it in all the places that you find fine music.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you so much. What a pleasure. I feel so relaxed now. I mean, you've done such a good thing for me and all the listeners. I thank you so much. And please come back. I hope
I
to see you again.
I absolutely would love to.
Really, really loved the music and can't thank you enough for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
All right. That was Linda Marks, everybody. It's about 8 minutes before the top of the hour. And coming up in the 10 o'clock hour is going to be local singer-songwriter Savoir Faire. Until then, I want to play some music for you. I've got some new noise from a great band that I've discovered recently called Duran Jones and the Indicators, or the Indications. Sometimes I change names on my own. But it's a great track. I love this band. It's called Long Way Home. New noise here at WMFM, Medford.
It's a long way home.